As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
That's buds in a bit.
What's up, Katie? Seriously, from seed to harvest, you got those big, sticky, shock absorber sized buds. Katie and the crew at Smith Indoor Garden going to get you taken care of so you don't miss out on anything and you just get to enjoy those big, sticky, shock absorber sized buds. Go see them. Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Hey, is that a python in your pants or are you just happy to see me? Huh? No, it's actually a python. Three of them, believe it or not. New York man's trouser snake has gotten him into some big trouble with the border police. 36-year-old Calvin Batista of Queens, New York, allegedly boarded a bus to Canada with three Burmese pythons stuffed into his pants and tried to carry them over the border into New York. But border police officers caught him and confiscated the reptiles. Batista was arrested and is facing up to 20 years in jail and a $250,000 fine. Wow, damn. That seems aggressive for having snakes in your pants.
Can't be smuggling snakes, man.
It's unclear how big the snakes were, but Burmese pythons are one of the largest species of snakes and can grow up to be 16 feet long. They're not venomous, but still considered to be dangerous. Yeah, because they're 16-foot-long snakes.
Right. You know what that is? It's a 16-foot-long, you know,
nope, rope.
Torture device, basically. That thing gets wrapped around your neck. You're done.
Oh, what a terrible way to go. I don't know. I think I'd rather get, like, a small snake that was venomous to bite me than be choked out by this scaly...
Yeah, what's worse? What's worse? Getting choked out slowly, knowing that that thing's going to eat you afterwards?
Yeah.
Or...
I think
just... Hauling ass to the convenience store to get some snake juice.
Hey, suck this snake bite out! Hey! No, I'm not sucking it out. I'm not falling for that again. I don't understand, though, the 20 years in jail and $250,000 fine. Like, yeah, obviously, we have rules about transferring goods, you know. That's why you got to, you know, check things when you're ever you're traveling internationally. You got the border.
It's a big deal, man. I mean, just imagine. You know, what if that thing gets loose? Now you're sitting in your lazy boy watching, you know, Sunday night football, and all of a sudden something's rubbing up on your leg.
Because this guy, he's like, wait, hold on a second. I had three snakes on me when I got here. Where's that?
Now we only have two.
Where's that third one? Fido, here, boy.
It's terrifying. It's just like the snake in the toilet scenario. Terrifying.
Yeah. Just latching onto your ball sack.
You get up and you look down, you're like, I don't remember dropping anything that big.
When did this?
Oh, it's a snake.
Is there eyes on that dookie? That's weird, man. Oh, God, that's a snake. That's a snake. Ooh. What'd be worse, right on the ball sack or on the taint? Where do you think it'd be from a toilet snake?
Either war. You know, just take your choice, snake. It's both going to be miserable.
And, like, how did he have these wrapped, too? Like, I mean, were they wrapped around his legs? Did he have a snake belt underneath and they were kind of looped over the belt? Were they in bags?
It's a good question.
There's a lot of unanswered questions in this. All I know is some guy had enough free time to load up three pythons into his pants,
man.
Go through.
I you know anybody that's got a snake?
No, I keep those people out of my life, Hunter. Because anybody who willingly has a pet snake, I'm sorry. I don't need that in my life. I don't need it in my life.
Got a buddy who used to have one. He's like, oh yeah, it used to get loose all the time. I'm like, really?
I like how you say
it's hard to keep it in the cage. Those things are smart and they're. I don't know.
I like how you said used to, because that means he's dead, because he had a pet snake, right?
The
snake
I don't think it died.
The snake murdered your friend. That's why.
Oh,
that's why it's past tense there. Yeah, I used to have a friend who had a pet snake.
He's dead, sure.
Until he was eaten by his pet snake.
Ah.
I don't even feel bad at that point. You get eaten by your pet snake.
I'm serious.
Snake, you
know? I think he got loose, and then he lost it.
Okay, now I'm seeing the problem with sneaking three Burmese pythons in there. If you're just being all willy-nilly with your snakes.
You know, that was a few years ago. I don't think snakes could make it through winters, can they?
Did this guy not think of a backpack? I mean, I don't feel like there's better ways to transfer snakes than in your pants. You know,
they're
actually...
your backpack, man.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Maybe that's the only way. You know, I got busted by Border Patrol one time for carrying a python in my pants.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, they're like, whoa, hey, sir. That's you can't be carrying big snakes like that around. I'm like, It's not a snake, man.
Hey, sorry, but you can't smuggle wax worms across the border, Mr. Brock. Oh, that's not a wax worm.
You son of a bitch. All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.